Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to take a look at Visual Studio for Mac and all the different customization that you can do, not only just colors, but really into the code editor and the keyboard shortcuts. So if you're brand new to Visual Studio for Mac, you're going to love it because I'm going to walk through a bunch of the preferences in just a few minutes that you may not have known existed. So let's hop over to Visual Studio for Mac right now. So I've gone to visualstudio.com and I've installed Visual Studio for Mac, and here I'm on the Professional Edition. Everything I'm going to show you will work in the Community Edition, Pro, or Enterprise. Now, when we get started with Visual Studio for Mac, we can see up top that I have all my recent projects that I've been working on. I can filter them, so I can say my awesome. There's my awesome .NET Core application I just created. There's getting started guides if I want to get up to speed with .NET Core or what's new in VS for Mac. Additionally, I'm logged into my account here. We can see I'm logged into my account here. I also have all the latest news coming in from the Visual Studio blog, the Xamarin blog, and a bunch of other great places on the webs. I can also report a problem or suggest provide some suggestions right here. So all from the IDE, it's all contained. Now we can see that I'm actually using a light theme of this application. And what I'm going to first do is I'm going to go ahead and create a new just .NET standard library here so we can kind of get some code up on the screen. So I'll say my VS Mac code. There we go. And what we're going to see over here is that I have a project. I can go ahead and right-click and say restore. Some really cool things. I'm actually holding down the option button, and if you two-finger up and down, you can actually increase the size of that. I'm go ahead and bring in the code. Of course, I can command a plus over here to make it larger or smaller in the view. There we go. Make it larger or smaller based on whatever your size preference is. Now, I said that I was using the light color theme here, and I'm going to go now under Visual Studio. And this is a native Mac app, so it really ties in really nice up into the navigation bar here. But I'm going to go ahead and zoom in so we can see everything and go into preferences. That's where you're going to find all the different styling here. So as I come in, let me go ahead and zoom out just a little bit. We're going to see a few things here. First, we have the ability to set the interface language. They're all translated, so if you want German or Italian or Japanese or Korean or any of these languages, you can select them. By default, it'll just pick the language on your machine, so mine's in English. The main user interface here is the theme, or light or dark. So if I go in and I say I want a dark theme here, that's the only instance that we'll actually have to restart Visual Studio to take that effect. So it's going to pop out to the actual desktop and then boot back in to Visual Studio for Mac. So we'll give it a second here to restart, and then we'll see the whole actual IDE change the entire styling. So there we go. So now we're in a completely dark view of the actual screen, and I can come in and load that exact same project like I did before. So there we go. It's loaded my solution, and now everything is themed, and even the editor here is themed with the highlighting that we would expect. But we can take it a step further. If I go into preferences here yet again, we can see that I can set additional author information that is set as the default on any of the DLLs that I'm creating. We have advanced key bindings. These are really, really advanced that you can come in. You can say, I would like to use the default Visual Studio Codes key bindings, Visual Studio 2017. A mixture here, if you're used to kind of Rider or normal Visual Studio ones, you can just come in and set them, or even Xcode. Maybe you've been doing a lot of iOS development in Xcode and coming over. You can toggle them over and actually use the specific key bindings there. I'm really used to kind of my standard Visual Studio ones, so that's what I'm going to leave right there. But you can actually come in and modify any of these, so adding a breakpoint, removing a breakpoint. It's very highly customizable on every single little bit and piece of customizing the key binding, so be aware of that. You can also, of course, set your fonts. I love going in here. I often set my font size really big when I'm doing demoing inside of here, and you can choose any of the fonts that you have, not only for the text editor, but for the output pads, the general pads that are here, you can always reset to the default. Under tasks, these are really cool tokens that you can set up. So for default, you have some things like fix me, to do that we often put in code. So if I come over into my file here and I do a to do, we can see it's highlighted actually over here. If I come in and I set it as a different one, so I go into my tasks and I say I want to create a new new task, and it's going to be high or low priority, I can actually go ahead and set those there. I can set the highlighting of the different colors that I would like inside of here, which is really cool. We can set additional external tools that you may have, and the rest here are essentially going to come down into different properties of SDKs. We're not going to take too much of a look at that, because I want to spend more time on the actual text editor. There's tons of different properties that you can set. So under your general, you're going to have things such as where you want the line endings, if you want to enable code folding or not, if you want to automatically fold your comments or fold regions by default, which are really nifty. And code folding, for instance, here are these little blocks of code that we have there. If I was to add a region into here, so let's go ahead and add a region into, we'll move that to do. We'll add a region into code, and we'll say new class. And then here I'll just say end region. There we go. So here we can see the code folding is enabled or disabled there. When I open it, we can decide if we want that to automatically fold down. We have additional properties such as markers, so where you want highlighting, if you want animations, visualizing changes in your code there. Under behaviors, you're going to see some additional, if you want automatic matching braces to be inserted, and you can do this on an XML, CSS, HTML, JSON basis. Tons of customization around IntelliSense. And what I love is actually the code snippets that are built right in here. So you often see that you may add some default code such as try or if statements that are inside here for each loops. So you can actually come in and actually start adding these automatically. So here's your try, and you can edit them and you can put them in line. So if I come in and I say try and I hit tab, it'll automatically lay down my actual try catch right there for me inside of this class, which is really cool. But what's nice is you can always do your own custom ones at the same time. So here under the code snippets, you can add your own code snippet, create the template, the grouping, anything that you want. So if you're doing a lot of custom properties, you can come in and you can even customize these and where everything is happening. We have additional language bundles that you can do. If you have TextMate bundles or Sublime bundles, you can add them in there. But what I do like is actually our default theming of the actual text editor. So here you have the global theming of the app, but maybe it's hard to see, and maybe it's different time of day. You can come in and use different color themes or define your own themes that you really like. So here's the Visual Studio actual code theme that you come in, and you can actually see the different colors that are there. So if you're really used to the Visual Studio color of it there, or the default light or dark theme that you have, and you can see these are very similar, but not quite 100% the same, which is nice. There's tons of other great things that you can do, such as under source code, you can really control the code formatting and the .NET naming policies. So for instance, here you can use the default or create your own custom if you want hierarchy or you want flat structures, and you can see it actually shows you what it would look like here as far as your namespaces go. So if you want them to be all in one, if you want them to be structured in that route. Under your C# source code, you can use the default. You can use Visual Studio styling here if you want to use, for instance, native line endings, Mac or Unix, or how many tabs or indent spaces you want there. What's really cool is you can actually come in and really modify how you want your code to look. So when I hit edit here, you can look at all of the crazy different options that you have, the default templates. When you add new lines, when you add spacing, really highly customizable, every little bit and piece to get Visual Studio for Mac exactly how you want it. So at a high level, you're going to find a bunch of different tweaks inside of the code formatting for each of them, on the .NET naming exactly how you want it, and of course, all those great visual styles right under your properties. So there you have it. Just wanted to give you kind of a full little rundown of all the different crazy things that you may be like, where's that thing at? Or can Visual Studio for Mac do this? You'll probably find an awesome setting that you can finally tweak and tune to make Visual Studio for Mac exactly how you want it. So until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show. And make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever it's at on this page. Until next time, thanks for watching.